This is Jim Conda Jr. on the first entry in our 2007-2008 campaign on our new news commentary and audio weblog and video weblog we will have soon as well. Welcome to all of you new subscribers. Now, I haven't sent out an email, Network America eWire, for several months, but still we've had a steady list or a steady stream of subscribers coming in from, I guess, old eWires that are being passed around. We've been having trouble. The reason we kind of went away for a while is, one, we're giving you hardcore supporters a rest from our 2006 radio ad campaigns where you helped us reach millions of people over Cincinnati and Chicago radio stations with very on-point advertisements against the attempt to bring us to escalated war in the Middle East and to take away our freedoms here at home through Homeland Security shenanigans. But we've also been having trouble getting emails to you. For instance, when we sent out our arrest Chertoff emails right near the November 2006 election to warn you of the commercials that were coming on, we found that only about half of you, or a little more than half of you, got that type of email where there was very hot-button words in them. On the other hand, when we sent out bland emails, like 96% of you would get the email. So we've been informed by our suppliers that in the last months, going back some time, there's been an increasing censorship for the political content of emails. So we may end up having to send out bland emails to you and then direct you to this weblog page at realnews247.com. So you can, at that point, come and see what we really have to say. Now, this is not going to be a long message. The presidential 2008 campaign is proceeding as a total disaster without one organization in the United States telling the American people what they need to do. And that's what I'm about to start to do. And first of all, let's look at what is happening with all of the major candidates that are getting any publicity anyway. And, of course, that's determined by the five TV networks, the Clear Channel radio stations, and the AP and New York Times wire service, which are all under the control of the neocon Jewish network. So they only give publicity or any significant publicity to several of their stooges on both sides of the Democrat and Republican deal. But the same program rolls on. You'll notice even with the Democrats in control, they're rolling on with an escalation of the war over there in Iraq and so forth. So here's the two things that they're planning to do if something isn't done. And I'm going to tell you exactly what we need to do to start to reverse things in this country. One, they're planning to continue perpetrating the 9-1-1 lie that 19 Arabs pulled off the 9-1-1 attacks on the World Trade Towers and the Pentagon. Keep in mind that the DVD 9-1-1 Mysteries completely demolishes this false hoax that they're using to try to bring about a kind of World War III in the Middle East and a tyranny here at home. You can find that if you don't, I'd advise you to help the people that made it by buying a video if you can, but if you want to see it for free before you buy it, or even if you can't buy it, you could go to 911weknow.com. That's 911weknow.com and watch the thing on your computer in three parts, I think it is. So anyway, that's what they're planning to do with all their candidates, is more war in the Middle East and tyranny here at home through the shenanigans of Homeland Security. Here is, of course, as we've been screaming for since 1981 and through the Network America eWire since year 2000, the vote in the United States, with the exception of half of New Hampshire, is completely fixed by computerized elections, which are counted in secret, by your Board of Elections. If you don't live in that half of New Hampshire that still has hand-counted paper ballots at the precinct, that's paper ballots and then immediately hand-counted by the people, the citizens that voted in that precinct, in the precinct, then you don't have anything but a ridiculous, a secret election. In Ohio, California, Texas, anywhere else you live, call the Board of Elections and say, as a citizen, I'd like to witness the count. I'd like to see the paper ballots counted. and they will not let you because they snatch the ballots away from the people, or they have you feed it into some stupid machine that eats the ballot and you never see it again. Then they take it downtown, count it on a secret computer program that is made by one of four companies, Diebold and so forth, Election System and Services, Sequoia, and a few other small companies. And then by a secret computer code, they count the votes, and the news media, which is in league with these super criminals, then release the results. So the presidential election is totally fixed. So here's what needs to be done. And if we have a presidential candidate that will do this, then so much the better. But number one, we need to continue to reach people through the at least the AM talk radio stations with the truth. That's what we've done in the last several elections. And in this last election, we reached several million people, according to the demographics in Chicago and Cincinnati, with our radio ads that are at thetruth247.com. That's thetruth247.com if you want to go listen to those and watch the video that's some way down the page. It's a 7-minute and 52-second video, and it has the audio of the commercials. That's number one. We need to do that, and to do that effectively, I'm going to have to get somewhere between 1,000 and 3,000 Americans working with me, donating $10, $20, whatever they can afford a month between now and 2008. If we don't get that done, then this election will again be the complete province, the complete show of the neocons, and they will, the anti-Christian neocons, I might add, and they will prevail, and we again will not make a blip. So that needs to be done in many areas of the country if possible, but at least in one area. I am astounded that everyone doesn't see that this has to be done, not only in one city but in many cities, because the other side sees that, and that's why the WLS of Chicago, the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, changing their story a few times on why they had to help WLS pull our radio ads off. That's why, and Disney, quite frankly, the hijacked Disney Corporation, pulled our ads off of WLS radio, and we'll be telling you more about that. So they understand we had 40 minutes of ads, and after 20 minutes of ads on Wednesday and Thursday before the election, they pulled it to prevent the Thursday and Friday ads from running, which were the arrest Chertoff ad, which began, "The best thing we can do for Homeland Security is arrest the head of Homeland Security." You can hear that commercial at thetruth247.com as well. But so they know that even 20 minutes or 40 minutes of the truth getting out over these major AM talk stations is a disaster for them. But our side walks around with no program, and I have to say there is not one other program but our Network America program. There's not one other one in the country that makes a lick of sense, and I'll go through what's wrong with each one of them because I'd like a lot of them to be successful, but many of them are not run by people of goodwill. Many of them are throwing the game and betraying all the people whose money they are collecting. Other people are of goodwill and groups are of goodwill, but they don't seem to understand the checkmate that they have us in with the vote fraud. But that's number one. We got to get our message out not only to ourselves through the internet, but to the average person in the United States that's driving to and from work on these talk radio stations. And it's affordable. We've done it in a number of years with just a few hundred people helping us. So now we're starting in a year and a half before the election, and we're going to we have a good chance now to reach many, many more areas and many, many more people and more consistently so that the message sinks in. The second thing that has to be done is we have to get people into the precinct system. Now, that is on networkamerica.org, and we're still struggling to get up a thing where a program on networkamerica.org where every person, wherever they are, if they're in Arizona or New Hampshire or Maine or Minnesota, they can come in and sign up by county and precinct so we can get a nationwide organization of people entering these precincts and taking back their county. That's the second thing that needs to be done. And at the same time, on Election Day, primary 2008, and the November election of 2008, we need to have tens of thousands of people at the precinct holding signs saying we demand a hand count at the precinct. These elections are being stolen by neocon Jews, or if they want to just say neocons, then that's what they need to do. And so anyway, if this program is not followed, what I'm talking about, we will not make a blip again in the presidential election. If Congressman Ron Paul is going to make a serious run, and I at the moment I don't see much evidence of that. Although I hope he does. He has to do two things to make this. He has to do two things to make his presidential campaign effective. One, he has to say the five TV networks in New York City, headquartered in New York City, are censoring my campaign and they're falsifying the polls. We have to go through the internet to defeat this censorship system, run by the enemies of our country. He then should go to the internet and either him or one of his deputies give a talk like this on audio or video every few days to update people what's happening. Because now our internet sites can be turned into radio and TV stations. And secondly, he needs to say, for all my supporters, we demand a hand count of paper ballots at the precinct. Not only paper ballots, but the ballots kept in public view and hand counted at the precinct on election day right as the polls close. And if that does not happen, we do not accept the results of the election. If Ron Paul would do that, and tens of thousands of Americans would rush into the 3,000 or so counties and their precincts and all across this country demanding that we have a honest count at the polls, and instead of these phony computerized secretly counted elections on secret computer programs protected by the Jewish controlled media, and if the citizens demanded that we have that hand count all across the country, or we're not going to accept that the elections are valid, then this would begin to be a crisis for the ruling elite, and it would be a crisis, and we would make a blip. We would have millions of people doubting the election on election day, and we would have millions of people furious at the New York Jewish television stations, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and Fox, and they would realize we have to go to the internet to get our message out around these communist Jewish censors that run every major station in our country. Now, last thing. They are planning Internet 2, and there's just an article on this somebody sent me. They're planning to come out with a super stable Internet at some point and make it real cheap, like $9 a month. And they're planning then when everybody jumps over to this new Internet, then they will the new twist will be that you'll have to be licensed to broadcast on the Internet. I don't think they can get away with this unless they do it at the time right after they pull off a second phony terrorist attack that will again be done by Michael Chertoff and his crowd and the Jewish neocons in D.C. and New York City and Israel. And that's who did 911 the first time. That's who will be doing phase two. And then they'll say, oh, terror is such a problem, we have to license everybody that's going to be on the Internet. And then people like myself and a lot of other good people who are getting their message out over the Internet will not be allowed to broadcast or email on the Internet. I don't think they can do that unless they pull off a second horrible terrorist attack and then try to implement it right after that. But if we say now that if anybody tries to regulate the Internet, you know it is the neocon antichrist Jews in New York City and D.C., and we need to start calling for the arrest of these Jews, Wolfowitz, Pearl, Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard, Geraldo Rivera. We need to be calling for the arrest of all these neocon Jews who are not Americans. They are traitors, primarily Americans. They live here. They have, quote, citizenship. But they are basically loyal to the international Jewish banking structure, which is an invisible government, and to Israel. And if we don't start talking like this, then we're doomed. As I saw some part of a movie that Sylvester Stallone was in, I don't even know what movie it was. He was playing some kind of a labor leader. It looked like it was made about 20 years ago. And when they were starting to have violence done against the workers, I guess at the turn of the century by some of the companies, he said, no one ever won a war or no one ever won a fight by taking a punch. And that is what we've been doing. We just take punches. We need to quit taking punches. We need to start identifying that these top neocon Jews and their agents need to be arrested for treason right now. All the owners of the major TV networks arrested for treason right now for protecting these phony elections we've had for the last 30 years, these secretly counted elections. And also the heads of these computerized companies that are doing the counting should also be arrested for treason. We need to be demanding that if we don't have a hand count of paper ballots at the precinct by the citizens in that precinct, no machines, machine-free elections, then we need to say we will not accept the election. So that is what the direction we need to go. That's the program we're going to be explaining, and we just hope that there'll be a few thousand to a few tens of thousands of people that will work with us. Unfortunately, there is no other plan. Not one other group in the United States is even remotely addressing what is happening. So, okay, have a good night's sleep, or have a good afternoon, or whatever time you're listening to this. This is Jim Conda Jr. End of this message. Thank you very much. Before I end here, if anyone knows how to help us put WordPress technology on this blog so people can answer what I'm saying or comment on it or discuss with each other, please let me know. If you want to donate to help us now, we're getting moving again on this 2007-2008 project, go to Network America and either purchase the one-time newsletter or become a monthly purchaser of the newsletter, which we're behind on, but which we will catch up on. And of course you get the emails all for free anyway, but that helps us. And also, finally, if you would want to sign up so that we have your information, so when our active Network America precinct part of the site goes up, then you can click on the very top link that says Citizens Participating in the County and the Precinct Movement. Click there and you can fill it out, and then I get an email with your information. And when we get the that part of the Network America website set up, then we will, that's networkamerica.org, then your information and many others will appear, and then you can begin to talk to each other at that time. Although it may be that we're going to operate through board names, not your own name, so you can decide who you want to give your real name or real email address to. And in any case, I'll email you back and tell you what to do at the time that we begin. So if you want to sign up now, already several dozen people have signed up, and it would help to have everybody on board for that. It's the only, the getting the message out through the major radio stations and organizing by the precinct is the only peaceful means to begin to take that back this country and put the other side on the defensive.